Residents jam the streets of Malakal as they sing hymns to usher in Christmas. In his Christmas message, Joseph Garangatem Dorial, Archbishop of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan's Upper Nile State Internal Province, urges South Sudanese to take advantage of the relative calm in the state and cultivate the culture of peace.
And that is good for this year to send a message to all our politicians and the church leaders and our citizens to unite and work for peace more than anything else. And then whatever things we use for war or fighting, we can turn them for agriculture, for development, for other things, school, hospital, so that we are hoping that this year will be a better year.
Many families across South Sudan cannot afford meals for their families during Christmas due to the country's dire economic situation. Many families would normally slaughter chickens, goats, and sheep during festivities in South Sudan, but some could not do so. Onen Patrick, a head chef in one of the hotels in Malakal town, took time off to celebrate Christmas with his family.
Seven months ago, I was facing hard life a bit because I was not having anything to do. But when I get a call, I even feel myself that I was already a man. Because if you don't have something to do, it really feels so bad.
He says customers are few and urges South Sudanese to focus on activities that could improve their living conditions.
My last word for 2023, I may say people have not to lose hope. Even though it's hard, let us all work hard and we have something small.
Kuto Luka is a Ugandan who runs a chapati business in Malakal town. He says he makes over 30,000 South Sudan pounds a day and saves about 20,000 South Sudan pounds. He is busy cooking chapati for his clients this holiday season. Luka says it's been a relatively good year.
Last year, people moving, shooting people full. But this year now, there's a difference. When it's going like that, Malaka is going to be changed. I can appreciate the government because I've seen the change. Issue for this young boy, she put a lot of hearing, chatting people, beat people on the market. But now, I've seen the government is going well. I'm appreciate about that.
Okay.
I've seen now, this is a young boy, he's not moving like last year. Next year, I think everybody is going to enjoy Malakai.
However, 21-year-old Awut Nyok, a mother of five children, says for her, life is tough in Malakal, and 2023 was not a good year.
This year is very bad because there is nothing. Last year was better. We could cultivate, and when the NGOs give you money, you will have a small business. But this has not happened this year. No Christmas arrangements. We are just staying.
Awut says she believes there is stability in Malakal, unlike the previous years, but doubts peace will hold in the state.
It's only God to look up to. You cannot say anything because he will answer your prayers. It is bad at this time, but things will improve.
Emmanuel William, a senior four student at Vision Academy, says he fled to South Sudan in May 2023 due to instability in neighboring Sudan. He says the memories of fighting still linger in his mind. William says although life is tough in Malakal, he remains hopeful that peace will prevail.
In Sudan, I faced a lot of hard things like shooting people in front of me. Everybody, because it is my country, I'm free. Maybe change will come.
William urges young men and women in Malakal to refrain from criminal activities as they celebrate this festive season.
My message for youth, and let us celebrate this Christmas in good way. I don't want them to commit crime against women and girls. It is not good for them to commit crime because all of us, we are South Sudanese.
Apart from the economic hardships, healthcare is another serious challenge facing many families in Malakal. Rhoda Samuel Chol is a health worker. She says she is disturbed by the number of people dying from treatable diseases.
I'm a lab technician. I can see people are sick, especially the children. You can see child is a 1 week born child, but is sick, it has malaria. And when you see under microscope, it's really very heavy malaria, which is really very challenging. I was thinking a lot about it.
On December 20th, Upper Nile Governor James Odok Oyai formed a 400-member joint security force to step up security and protect civilians in Malakal town during the Christmas celebrations. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad in Malakal.